brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Suncrest Bank, California Business Machines, by Doghouse Grill, by Fresno Rack and Shelving, by Mega Prints, and by United Security Bank. Now, live from Doghouse Grill, this is the Jeff Tedford Coaches Show. Here is your host, Paul Leffler.
Hey, it's our final time this year on the Coach Jeff Tedford Show here at the Doghouse Grill in Fresno. Our last chance to come hang out with you at the Doghouse Grill. We're out here on the patio, and you have till 7 o'clock to make it if you want to win tickets. And boy, do we have tickets. We have men's basketball tickets. We have women's basketball tickets. We have another one of those limited edition Tommy Bahama shirts to give away. And one grand prize winner tonight is taking home season tickets to men's basketball at Fresno State. The entire season's worth of tickets, starting with the conference opener at home December 4th against UNLV. By the way, you can get tickets to that game and one more of your choosing for just $10 if you act fast by going to GoBulldogs.com or calling 278-DOGS. Coach Tedford is here. You warm enough, Coach?
It's a little chilly, you know, but I'm not going to complain. I watched that game in Wyoming the other night, and I think how fortunate we are we haven't had to play in those type of conditions this year. And but I know Saturday night's going to be a little windy, a little rainy, and, you know, but, you know, we have a really lucky year for sure.
It's really been a nice year weather-wise for all your games, and I'm wondering if they have coffee here at the Doghouse Grill. We might have to check that out. I heard they have a secret menu. I learned that from you and Chris Pacheco last week, so we might have to check out the secret menu and the coffee here at the Doghouse Grill tonight. You mentioned the weather for Saturday against San Jose State. Rivalry game, last game of the season. They're saying rain and winds maybe up to 40 miles an hour. I don't think you can simulate that in practice, can you?
No, you really can't. But you have to make sure that you put that into your game plan, that if it is that type of condition and there's a lot of wind, it's hard to throw the ball down the field, obviously, in those conditions. And so you always have to make sure you keep an eye out for what's going to be happening on game day. And whether it be the run game, whether it be the control passing game, whatever it may be. But, you know, like this morning – at practice is supposed to be 100% rain. We didn't get one drop of rain. So, you know, I don't know what goes on with the forecasters, but, you know, we'll see. But we have to be ready for anything for sure.
And at least we know there's turf on the ground there. It's not like the old days. Fresno State fans remember some very muddy games in that stadium in years gone by. But we shouldn't have to worry about mud on Saturday in San Jose. 7:30 is when it's going to kick off. We've got a doubleheader for you on the radio. Basketball at 3, football to follow. It's the last game of the season. Fresno State and San Jose State, both 4-7 on the year. Both teams had their bowl hopes evaporate last week in last-second losses. We all know how your game ended. San Jose State had a chance to win it. They were in field goal range to tie it and force overtime. Went for the touchdown through an interception. So both teams in a very similar position. It almost feels like those bowl game scenarios where you wonder which team's going to want it more, which team's going to be more focused, more invested. What can you guys do as a staff to make sure that's your team that shows up more ready than the other team to get it done and claim that trophy?
Well, and I'll be honest with you when I tell you, when your goals are to win the conference championship, and that was still there last week, and to be bowl eligible, and then that goes away, motivation is a big deal. You know, but there's a Valley Trophy to play for. There's a pride and tradition of Bulldog football to play for. How history is going to record this team is a big deal. You know, so both teams, I think, are in, you know, I look at their record, and I look at the scores of their game, and it's amazing how similar our seasons have gone. A two-point win or a two-point loss or a three-point loss or a 10-point loss or a 7-point loss. You know, they've been competitive in every single game, as have we. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it could go either way down the stretch. You know, so this is going to be this is about the pride and tradition of what goes on, and really about the Valley Trophy and how this season is going to end for one team or the other, to take bragging rights away.
For now, the Valley Trophy is in the Fresno State football offices, but it's going to be on the sideline Saturday in San Jose and up for grabs between the Bulldogs and the Spartans. 7:30 kick on Saturday night. We're here talking about it at the Doghouse Grill until 7 tonight. And if you have questions for the coach, you can send them our way on Twitter with the hashtag AskTedford. Otherwise, come here. You might win tickets. You could ask your questions in person. You talk about motivation being a factor, and I imagine you'd like it, you know, from a team perspective. If you have the kind of team you hope you have, you would like some of those younger guys to want to win for the seniors as well, that those guys don't finish their careers on a four-game losing streak, but with a win in a rivalry game?
Absolutely. And really, that was a lot what it was about last week, was about, you know, the seniors and, you know, and it was a very competitive game, went back and forth and so on and so forth. You know, the big challenge, I'll be real honest, the big challenge is that our seniors feel good about what's going on and about being really competitive. You know, they've had a lot of success over the last couple of years, no question about it. But we have got to make sure that they understand the pride and tradition of Bulldog football and retaining the Valley Trophy. And this is our rivalry, you know, and I think, you know, through maybe through the year, you know, it's we have been so young that some of the kids on our team have not understood some of that. Even though I can never say that we don't play hard. You know, I just can't say that. You know, now maybe we may be young and maybe we may be banged up and all of that. You know, but every game this year, I think, has come down to the wire. Unfortunately, it hasn't gone our way. Same with San Jose. So it's going to be a thing. You know, both teams are going to take a lot of pride in this last game. And we need to make sure we step up and compete really, really hard so we can retain that trophy.
Playing for the Valley Trophy, the final game of the year, 7:30 on Saturday night in San Jose. Hope you're there and dry and warm and staying safe on the drive there and back. And, of course, we want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. What are the team's plans for Thanksgiving tomorrow, Coach? That's what Tom is wondering about. He wanted to know if they're going to be home. Are they at a hotel? Are they practicing? What are you guys doing tomorrow?
No, we're going to practice. We practice in the morning, and then after that we're going to have an opportunity to have a team meal, a Thanksgiving meal. And typically on Thursday evenings, the coaches go home with their families anyway. That's kind of date night, so to speak. So we're going to be around the team through practice, do the Thanksgiving meal, and then the coaches will be able to get home with their families at night and be around them. And you know, but it's – and some of the local kids, obviously, will get a chance to go home with their families as well.
Mm-hmm. For you, what's the favorite thing on that Thanksgiving table for you? What's the dish you look forward to the most every year?
Everything. my wife does a great job. She plans. She puts a lot of effort into it. And everything. You know, we've come a long way. We've been married 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I can remember the day that, you know, the casserole dish blew up in the oven and the turkey was waterlogged. And we had to call out to get dinner. But it, I mean, that was probably 27 years ago or 30 years ago. But my wife does a great job of preparing and making sure that we're comfortable. And just to have my wife and my kids be able to be there in the evening to tomorrow night to be able to be with them. Because that's really what it's all about. It's you know, the things I'm thankful for is my wife and my kids.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even have to ask the question about that, what you're thankful for. I'm sure there's some other things that we'll get to as well. Maybe there's a parallel there when you talk about the Thanksgiving's gone wrong, and we've all been there where something doesn't turn out. You put in all this time, and it doesn't come out the way you want. Maybe there's a parallel with this season, because I know where your sights were set. But maybe there are some little things within this that are going to make a difference in the future that you will – maybe some of your players will appreciate success, hopefully next year, more because of – some of the ups and downs they've experienced this year?
No question. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Of when you've been riding on such a high, to know what it takes to win the close games in the end, And that's really what it's all about. We have a lot of really young, really good talent here, and a lot of drive and a lot of competitiveness. You know, we've been stricken, and I'm not much for excuses, Paul. Really, I'm not. But this has been one of the most devastating years that I think I've ever seen as far as injury is concerned.
Yeah.
And when you can put all these guys together again back next year, it could be a really special year. And, you know, but right now it's about this week. It's about this week. And people have asked me throughout the week, you know, are you going to play different people to see what they can do for next year? No, we're not doing that. We want to win this game. Could you imagine what the seniors would think if we're going to start experimenting with young guys for next year? No, this is their year. This is their year, and we need to take a lot of pride in what goes on in this game. And but there have been lessons learned. There's no question about it. Every single year there's evaluations that are made, be it how we do things as a program, how we approach things, would we do things differently. You always ask me things about what we would do on certain situations, you know.
Don't you love that?
I'd be interested to hear. I want to know your take.
My take?
On last week's game.
Okay.
When we're backed up, we have a minute 46 to play. We got two timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they only have one.
Are you playing for overtime or are you playing to win the game? You got a minute 46 and two timeouts. What are you going to do?
Well, and I've always felt that goes to the connection between coaches and players and how much you trust that team and what signals are being sent. I can see the train of thought that says if you're at your own three-yard line, they only have one timeout, it's going to be tough to get into field goal range. So maybe run the ball, force them to call their timeout and see what happens. Maybe you break off a run and then you kick into passing mode. I can see that. But I think it's real easy for people in retrospect to say, hey, none of those three passes were close. What were you doing throwing the ball? But you're not expecting those passes to be nowhere close.
No, no.
You're expecting them to be on the money.
You're not calling those passes to be incomplete.
Right.
You know, you're calling those passes to be complete and get you out of there and move down the field with a minute 46 is a lot of time.
Yeah.
With two timeouts, we're going to win the game. That's what our mind says, go win the game.
Right.
You know, and really it went back and forth in my mind. Okay, are we going to run the ball here? I know they only have one timeout left. We could have burned the clock.
Sure.
And we could have ran it out and went into overtime. But there's a minute 46, which is a long time. And two timeouts remaining.
Plenty of time to cover that amount of ground to get a field goal range.
No question.
Right.
No question. But, unfortunately, we didn't complete any of the passes, you know. And so we were being aggressive. We wanted to win. We were playing to win. We weren't playing for overtime. And I could just imagine, you know, if we ran the ball three times and let them use their timeout, let the clock expire with a minute 46 and two timeouts, what we'd be talking about right now.
I'm sure you'd get booed then, too, right? I mean, that's the life of a coach.
Yeah.
It's almost right up there with a referee, but not quite, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, that's another issue, too, the referee piece of it.
Sounds like we need to take a break right now before things get hairy. We're at the Doghouse Grill. It's the Coach Jeff Tedford Show, our final chance this season to hang out with the coach on the patio of the Doghouse Grill. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock when we're giving away basketball tickets, men's basketball, women's basketball, even a season ticket to Bulldog basketball. But you can't win unless you're here at the Doghouse Grill. Find us on the patio and keep it here on 940 ESPN and the Bulldog Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Show. We're live here at the Doghouse Grill in Fresno. You know where it is, right across the street from the Save Mart Center. And yes, the patio is covered. You won't get rained on at all once you're safely into the confines of the one and only Doghouse Grill. We've had a lot of fun out here this year, including last week. You know, I missed it last week. Well, I didn't miss it. I kind of missed it. I was in Sacramento calling Bulldog basketball. Coach Tedford was here. We were talking via the headsets. I heard your co-host last week did a really, really good job.
He did an excellent job. Chris Pacheco is a natural at this. He is a natural.
How many of you out here on the patio right now would like Chris Pacheco to come back up and take over for me right now? I'm not offended. See, Chris?
Oh, that's a bad question. That's a bad question. It's about continuity and consistency. One time does not take care of everything.
Well, I'm thankful that he did it last weekend. That was a lot of fun, actually, and I learned a lot with having him here and talking to you guys that way. You know what's kind of funny? I found out after the fact. We were talking, I think, about Aaron Judge, right? Because we knew Aaron Judge was going to be at the game that Saturday. While we were talking about Aaron Judge on the radio, while you were sitting here at the Doghouse Grill on the patio, Aaron Judge walked in to pick up tri-tip sandwiches.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. And yeah. His dad told me the story. They were coming here, and his dad, Wayne, said, Aaron, you go get the sandwich. He's like, Dad, somebody might recognize me. He said, no, you go get them. So he walked in, and he saw the show happening out here, and people started recognizing him. But he got his tri-tip, and he went and enjoyed it with his family. But he was actually here when you guys were talking about
yeah,
him.
Yeah, well, I wish he would have come out here because I have never had the opportunity to meet him. And all the stories I've heard about him when he was here as a player and the quality person that he was when he was here, I missed a huge opportunity to say hello to him. And him and Paul George both have been at our games, and I have not had the opportunity to shake hands with either one of them just because we're so, you know, into what we're doing. But I sure appreciate what they do when they come back, and, you know, that was a big deal. Did he have a baseball clinic the next day?
On Sunday, he did. He put on a free baseball clinic for more than 200 kids from around the valley.
Because I was driving in, I'm like, what is going on today? You know, going on here, and there's a lot of cars parked out there, and then I'd heard that maybe that's what it was.
He's a wonderful human being, and he's going to continue to do great things, and we'll make sure we fix that. The next time he's here, we'll make sure he gets to meet Coach Jeff Tedford. You can do that right now if you come on out to the Doghouse Grill. We're here till 7 o'clock. That's when we're giving away Bulldog basketball tickets, men's tickets, women's tickets, even a season basketball ticket, plus another one of those beautiful shirts, Tommy Bahama shirts, available exclusively at Patrick James and Fig Garden Village. I'm checking Twitter for your questions. You can submit them on Twitter with the hashtag AskTedford. Gary doesn't need to do that because he's here, and here's his question. It's actually two. We'll go with the first one first. He said, what is the biggest need by position as you look forward to 2020? What position do you need to shore up the most?
Well, I think we always need to shore up every position, but there are certain positions where we feel like we need to improve. We need to get some older guys in the secondary to help us out. D-line is a big position. Offensively, I feel like we're in a pretty good place. I think, you know, we have great receivers. We've got a boatload of running backs with Mims coming back, Javon Bigelow being here with us. So I think we're really strong in the backfield with Jake Haner and Ben Wooldridge as quarterbacks. You know, maybe a couple tight ends with losing Jared and Cam Sutton. But our whole offensive line is coming back. You know, even though we haven't had them all year long,
they were coming back this week.
It would be nice to see them back at some point. But I think most of our recruiting and most of our needs are going to be on the defensive side of the ball, because it's, you know, we had some turnover there. Obviously, all three linebackers left, the safety left, the corner left.
And a couple of those were leaving school early, so you couldn't anticipate that.
And you couldn't anticipate that. When Jeff Allison and Mike Bell left, that left a huge void in your program, you know, because you don't anticipate that, so you don't recruit to that. And so now we have an opportunity to recruit to that. And, you know, you need everything always. You know, you always have to make sure you have quality depth because you never know how injuries are going to happen and how, you know, what you're going to need. Because you always need depth, right? I mean, that's really critical in football because every team goes through it. We're not unique in that we had injuries. I think we're unique that we had – I haven't added them up, but I'm guessing we're at the top of the list of the injuries that we have accrued this year. But, you know, then you turn and you look at the positive side of that. With that means a lot of young guys got some experience to play and have competed hard. And so I just think that's going to make us stronger for the future.
Yep. And the immediate future has one more game in 2019, Saturday night, 7:30 against San Jose State. I guess I should get to the other half of Gary's question. He wanted to know, what area do you feel is strongest next year? I mean, you just said you have to recruit to every position group, but is there one that you feel most confident in moving forward?
I think our offensive line should be, if they all come back off injury, I think our offensive line should be very, very strong. I think our backfield should be very, very strong. If Mims comes back healthy, I think we'll be really good there. And even though we have been so young at the wide receiving core, I think people can see where there is huge, there's a huge upside to the talent that we have at wide receiver. And so I think that the future looks really, really bright there. You know, like, for instance, I'm just going to give you something, and I'm not putting the kid down by any means.
Right.
But Josh Kelly caught a wide screen last week. It's his first touch of the season.
Yeah.
And instead of trusting what's supposed to happen, what did he do? He ran backwards like high school, right? And we lost however many yards we lost.
And you say like high school, because maybe in high school his athleticism would have allowed him to get away with that.
Would have allowed him to get away with that. He'd run around the edge and make a big play. Well, you don't do that in this game. People are too good. People are too fast. Okay, now thankfully the next play, Jorge scrambled out and hit Zane Pope for a big play, and we ended up making it happen. But it was, that was a perfect example. Josh Kelly, don't get me wrong, Josh Kelly's going to be a great, great Bulldog. Right, but that's his first touch of the ball all season long, and so that's something he's going to learn from. But you know, it's one of those things that you're like, okay, that's your first touch of the ball, and that's what you see, and that's what you do. You know, so it's all fair, it's all good, and you take those experiences and you learn from them and you move forward.
The Bulldogs moving forward to San Jose, Saturday, 7:30. It's going to be wet. It's going to be rainy, just like it is right now, unless you're hanging out under the roof on the patio of the Doghouse Grill. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock tonight. That's when we're giving away the tickets, so come join us if you want to win. It's your last chance all year here at the Doghouse. Right back with more of the Coach Jeff Tedford Show after this on 940 ESPN and the Bulldog Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Coach Jeff Tedford Show. We're live here at the Doghouse Grill right across from the Save Mart Center. You know where it is, the corner of Chestnut and Shaw. It's a little wet out there, so be safe if you're on your way. But if you get here before 7 o'clock, you can enter to win tickets. Bulldog basketball tickets for the men's game, the conference opener against UNLV December 4th, or the women's conference home opener against Utah State on Pearl Harbor Day December 7th. We're also giving away our grand prize today, season tickets to Bulldog basketball the rest of the way. Plus, we have another one of those Tommy Bahama polo shirts that you may be taking home tonight. By the way, with Bulldog basketball tickets, and we'll have a basketball-football doubleheader on Saturday for you, hoops at 3, football at 7:30, you can get two tickets. You can get a ticket to the UNLV game and any other home game in December. Two tickets for just $10 if you call 278-DOGS or go to GoBulldogs.com. Back to the football conversation now with Coach Jeff Tedford out here at the Doghouse Grill. If you don't make it out here with us, you can still send your questions in using that hashtag AskTedford.
Is that for you or for me?
Well, that's a good question. I'm looking around to see what's on fire. At least it's raining. That helps. Gigi wants to know how Jalen Cropper is doing. Man, was he having a spectacular season and then got hurt in the game before last. How's he doing now, and what's the prognosis for Jalen?
Well, Jalen won't play this week. You know, he hurt his knee, and he's recovering. He has a bright future here at Fresno State. Each and every week, he was becoming more and more a part of what we were doing. But I really believe that he showed the explosiveness and what he brings to the table. And there's a few of those guys. You know, Cropper obviously got showcased on some of the fly sweeps and things like that, but he can do a lot more than that. And our young receiving core is really, really special. I'm very encouraged about their future here and the playmaking ability that they have. But Jalen won't play this week.
For next year, I mean, we saw this year gradually more was entrusted to him week by week. More plays, more snaps on the field, getting him in on special teams in the return game. Eventually let him even throw a pass, and he throws a beautiful pass for a touchdown.
Threw a great pass.
So realistically, how significant could his role be next year?
Huge.
Like what all could we see him doing next year, and maybe what percentage of the snaps would we see him out there for?
100%.
I like that answer.
You know, I mean, but we got a lot of young guys, you know, that are really, really good, be it Josh Kelly, be it Glasper. All those guys are young, really good players, and they're all getting their feet wet. And that's what I'd like to say to the Bulldog fans is, yes, there's growing pains, you know, and if I look back on when we took over 2 years ago and there was very limited players on this team with scholarship and things, and we had to rebuild, and we had to do it with a lot of transfers, a lot of junior and senior transfers, at some point you have to get young.
Right.
Okay? So there's growing pains when you get young. But I will tell you that we have been very fortunate to recruit some really, really fine young players. And so even though this year did not turn out how we all want it to turn out, okay, those times are going to really help us in the future. And these kids are going to be hungry to be able to get back to where we're used to being. And there's a lot of talented guys there. And so I'm really anxious to see their growth and development and how they fill into the roles in offense, defense, whatever role they may play. But I know they will be hungry as we move forward.
Up next is San Jose State Saturday night on the road. Your next chance to catch the Bulldogs in Bulldog Stadium won't come till next September. Maybe you'll follow them over the Pacheco Pass to San Jose this weekend. Maybe you still have time to come out and join us at the Doghouse Grill tonight. We're here till 7 o'clock. Speaking of your young receivers, here's a question about one of them right here from Ken. Ken's down in Tulare. He used Twitter and the hashtag AskTedford. I know he knows Amoree Edwards well, but he wants to know about Chris Coleman, who was one of your up-and-coming receivers, had a big game at USC. A couple weeks later, you've lost two DBs for this season. You say, Chris, we need you to go to defense. So when do you sort out what his role is next year and beyond?
Really quick. Really quick, because it all comes down to recruiting, how we're going to recruit, how he feels, where his comfort zone is. You know, because he has the ability to be a great DB, but it's a defensive back. But it's really difficult to throw you in when you haven't had any reps to do it. He was the most talented guy we felt could fill that role. Okay, so we don't want him to be frustrated by any means. He's a very talented young man that can do a lot of things. And so, you know, we got to find out where his heart is, where his head is, and where he really wants to compete. But he could do either, to tell you the truth. I mean, but it's all where he's motivated to play. And I will say this about Chris. I admire Chris a lot because he had been making some contributions on offense.
Yeah.
And he did it for the team to move over there. Very similar to Josh Hokin.
Right.
Guys that are unselfish that say, okay, coach, whatever you need, I'll do it. All right. Josh Hokin had some total different plan going into this season. But when we lost running backs in camp and Josh said, hey, coach, whatever you need, I'm there. Josh Hokin to me is Mr. Bulldog. I mean, he epitomizes what Bulldog football is all about. Tough, unselfish, can do whatever he needs to do. Great kid. I love Josh Hokin. And Chris Coleman's very similar, but Chris Coleman's very young. Mm-hmm. And Chris Coleman's still trying to figure it out. So we're going to have to help try to get him to figure out what path that he is most motivated to go down.
Because for this year, it was a matter of what the team needed. Yes. But now you can fill those needs in recruiting, but you need to know what really floats his boat.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, he has ability to do either, but where does he really want to be and where is he most motivated? We have to find that out right away, you know, because that's where you need to go recruit.
Time for another break. It's the Coach Jeff Tedford Show. We're here at the Doghouse Grill for another 25 minutes. If you want to win another one of those shirts or season tickets for Bulldog basketball, bust a move. Be safe in the rain and get over here to the patio of the Doghouse Grill. Keep it here on 940 ESPN and the Bulldog Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Coach Jeff Tedford Show, back here live at the Doghouse Grill, where last week's co-host, Chris Pacheco, is dishing out onion rings. Next time you're here at the Doghouse Grill, ask him about the secret menu. It's much more extensive than In-N-Outs, let me tell you. And we know how good the food is here at the Doghouse Grill. This is our last Coach Tedford Show of the season, but you don't have to stop coming to the Doghouse Grill. You can come out here every Monday night and hang out on the patio and talk Bulldog football with or without us. If you're here tonight, though, you can win tickets. We have basketball tickets to give away, men's basketball tickets, women's basketball tickets, another one of those Bulldog polos as well, only if you're here in the next 20 minutes. And, of course, after you have a happy Thanksgiving, Saturday night at 7:30, the Bulldogs will take the field against San Jose State. The 83rd meeting in a rivalry which now contests the Valley Trophy. It's got the microchips of the Silicon Valley on one side of the big silver V, and it's got grapevines representing our San Joaquin Valley on the other side of it. It's up for grabs Saturday night at 7:30. Coach, you were just...
What's the record of that trophy, by the way?
You mean all time or just since they made it in 2013?
Well, I saw something on it where we're like 43. It's close, right? It's like 43 and 39 or...
I've got to look it up to confirm. It is 43. Say that again. Well, the trophy's 3-3, but we're going back to 1923, Coach is talking about. That all-time series, when Pat Hill took over, San Jose State actually had the lead. And then Pat had a really dominant run in that rivalry where he got to play him every year. And there were only two times that he lost to San Jose State. He went 13-2 against them, if my memory serves me right. Maybe it was 12-2, and they had one year they didn't play. But since it was... You know, if you go back, there were stretches before that where San Jose State had the upper hand. Then, of course, 2013, when San Jose State derailed an undefeated Fresno State team.
Yeah, that was a high-scoring game. Is that when Derek was here?
Yeah, that was 62-52.
Oh, my gosh, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's 42 Bulldog wins, 37 San Jose State wins, and three ties.
So it's close.
It is close.
It is close. And we need to hang on to it.
What just showed up in front of us here, Coach?
Did you give Donna some of those?
Make sure Donna gets first dibs on these. That is incredible. These are the famous secret menu Doghouse Grill cheese fries. I see cheese. I see bacon. Is that chicken on there, too? Steak, tri-tip, chicken, and bacon, and cheese melted on fries.
None of that is on your diet.
I'm going to have some, though, because that looks too good.
Because you promised. I think you promised last week when you were
in
Sacramento that if they brought them out, you would have some.
I've got to try those. Those look delicious. And I'm playing basketball in the morning so I can work them off a little bit. So you were talking about Josh Hokett before the break, and I had a crazy thought. You know, I've saved my craziest questions for our last show of the year since, I mean.
Since we don't have to talk again?
Right.
Uh-oh.
I guess we have to talk for the pregame show.
I'm afraid of these.
You know, it is the last game of the year. You're playing for your seniors. Bowl implications are gone. The conference championship, you can't do that anymore. So I'm wondering if there's some plays you guys have been repping all season long that now we may see, you know, show themselves in this last opportunity to work them. And then I'm thinking about Josh Hokett, and we've seen him throw the ball in the past. But you mentioned how his original plan this year was to play defense. And I'm thinking, if there's like a third and long in this game where he doesn't have any run responsibilities or anything like that, and all he would have to do is get after the quarterback, could we see number 9 sneak in there on the edge and try to rush the passer?
No. That's not happening. That's not happening. It, you know, because every team you play is so different, and the game plans are so different. I really believe, truly in my heart, that Josh Hokett has a career in the NFL as a fullback.
Yeah.
I really believe that. And when he's finished wrestling, you know, whatever he's going to do with wrestling, that guy is such a competitor, and I believe he has a future in the NFL. And there's not a lot of teams that play with fullbacks.
Right.
You know, but he's as close to a fullback as you could have, right, with his size, athleticism, the way he catches a football, you know, so many things that he does. But I think I was asked this earlier in this week. This is not an experimental game. You know, this means much more than we're going to start experimenting looking for next year, you know, which would be easy to say. I mean, I guess that's understood that maybe you want to see this guy or that guy. But this is a game that we want to win. And, you know, it's very important to us and to the seniors and to everyone else in this community to go out and end on a winning note. Now, it's amazing, and I may have said this earlier to you, Paul, but our seasons with San Jose and our season are so similar.
Very.
They have been two-point losses, three-point losses, maybe a 10, maybe a 7. I mean, it's gone back and forth like that, and they can score a lot of points. They have the number one quarterback in the conference, the number one receiver in the conference. So it's going to be a huge challenge. And what I always challenge our team with is, how is history going to record this year's team? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And having the Valley Trophy is how we're going to record this year's team. You know, this is our bowl game. Unfortunately, we didn't have the year that we all anticipated or wanted to have. All right? For whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But now it all comes down to this final game. And I told the team after practice today, you know, because I think they feel like the finality of it. You know, they feel like it was the last Tuesday, it's the last Wednesday.
Sure.
And all that. But it's no time to relax. It's time to gear it up and have a chip on your shoulder to go retain this and have the pride and tradition of Bulldog football, you know. But what's a little bit difficult and challenging, I should say, is this group has been used to, and when you set your standards really, really high of 10 wins and 12 wins, one of the most challenging things is to make sure that they're still motivated to play for the fifth win. And I'm just being totally honest with you about that. And that's where it comes into the pride and tradition of Bulldog football.
And that's where you'd love to see some of those seniors really take charge and set that tone for their teammates and get that belief revved up. That'll be the task in front of the Dogs Saturday night, 7:30 at San Jose State. We're going to come down the home stretch of our final Coach Jeff Tedford show of the season right after this. Hurry on up if you want to win those tickets or that polo shirt or try those cheese fries. Where'd they go? I've got to get a bite in this commercial break.
I think Donna ate them all.
We're back after this on 940 ESPN and the Bulldog Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome back to the Coach Jeff Tedford Show. We're almost out of time. It's our final Coach Tedford Show of the season here at the Doghouse Grill, where I finally got to taste the famous secret menu item, the cheese fries. Fries with cheese, with tri-tip, with chicken, with bacon. It's basically a Cobb salad where they replace the lettuce with French fries. So we'll call it the Idaho Cobb here on the menu at the... Or maybe we should call it the Boise State Cobb. No, we don't want to do that.
No, we don't want to do that. No, don't say that.
We got a few more minutes with Coach Tedford, and if you have a question for him, use Twitter. Put the hashtag AskTedford on it, and we'll pass it right along, as long as I can navigate back to that page here. Coach, you've got this game Saturday night. You just said it's your bowl game. You have the trophy to play for. You acknowledge it's a challenge to keep players focused and motivated when so many of their goals are no longer there. But this is the situation you're in. So we've talked about the game Saturday. What about the off season? What about what happens after Saturday? What are the things that you and your staff are going to be doing for the next few weeks and months?
Well, first thing is recruiting. We have a recruiting weekend next weekend, and the weekend after that, we'll be in homes. We'll do all that. And I will say this, okay, is that we need to step it up with our facilities. Okay, that may not be a very popular thing to say, but when you look at every team in our conference about what's going on in our facility, recruiting is the number one thing, right? And you have to keep up with your competition. And so I know Terry Toomey's working really hard with his staff to try to get this done, but it's been a long, long time since we've done something with our facilities. And I think it's really, really important that if we want to stay at a top level in recruiting, because let's face it, you're talking to 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, they're very impressionable about what's going on. It is time that we take the next step in what we do with our facilities here if we want to compete year in and year out at the highest level, because it's about recruiting. And you know, you look around, I mean, Colorado State, Wyoming, UNLV, you could go on and on and on, Boise State, you go on and on and on with people who have redone their facilities, and it's time that we step up to do that. If we want to play year in and year out, highly competitive with the best players and at the top, that's the reality of it. That might not be a popular thing to say, but that's reality.
What does that look like to you? What would be the next thing you think could make a difference for you facility-wise in light of trying to get those top recruits?
Well, and trust me when I say this, it's not just about football. It's not just about football. You know, there needs to be a new building put in place. There needs to be branding. You know, there needs to be another weight room. Every one of our sports trains in the same weight room right now. I'm not just talking football.
Right.
I'm talking all the women's sports. I'm talking every sport that we have on our campus. We are not where we need to be with facilities. And we need to step up and get that done for our whole program. You know, it would help us in football, no question. All right, but when you're managing time of when you can be in the weight room and when you can't be in the weight room and this and that and the other thing, and I will tell you this, our coaching staff, and I'm not talking about football coaching staff, I'm talking about throughout our program, our coaches here are phenomenal. They are all about it and competing, and they don't make excuses. They do it with what they have to do with. But the reality is we need to step up, and that's a challenge. I'm just going to throw that out there. That's a challenge for us as a university to stay at the top level of how we want to compete in every sport we have at our university.
Well, and to get it done, if you look at the track record, I mean, how Bulldog Stadium came into existence and the other facilities, the locker room that you guys enjoy right now and that whole complex, the Duncan Building addition, the weight room, the Ricuti Academic Center, all of that, it happens when the community steps up, when people come together and say, we see that vision and we're going to invest in it. And we look forward to those investments in the future and something our whole community can be proud of.
I would like to say one thing, too, is we lost a dear friend last week who has been such a supportive person, and not just financially, but one of my best friends as I've been here, Marvin Myers.
Mm-hmm.
We lost him last week. A huge loss. And like I said, not just for his philanthropy, but what a great Bulldog he was. And I enjoyed so much sitting down with him and just being able to feed off of his energy and his knowledge. He's going to be missed greatly. And God bless Tish and Marvin Soul. We're going to miss him greatly.
I'm glad you brought that up. And like you said, it's much more than philanthropy. The Myers Family Sports Medicine Center is a jewel there right next to your building. But he was truly invested in the school and the university, in our community, and our hearts to the Myers family tomorrow having Thanksgiving for the first time without Marvin. I know other families are in that situation, and I know what that feels like, and our hearts do go out to him. Glad you brought that up, Coach. We've got a little more than a minute left here. So Saturday, San Jose State, last time with this group of seniors, last time with the 2019 team, a chance to keep that trophy in Bulldog hands. If you could say one thing that's required more than anything to accomplish that mission, what's the number one on your list?
Cut it loose, man. Keep a chip on our shoulder and execute and go out. And it's about the pride and tradition of Bulldog football. And that will never change. It's been there forever since Coach Sweeney was here, the pride and tradition of Bulldog football. And we represent this valley. We represent the people of Fresno. We want to do them proud. It hasn't gone our way this year necessarily, but we will be back. I promise you that. We will be back, and we're going to put our best foot forward this week to try to end the season on a positive note.
All right, there you have it from Coach Jeff Tedford. Coach, happy Thanksgiving and good luck Saturday.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right, and thanks to everyone who came out all season long out here at the Doghouse Grill, rain or shine. Thanks to our hardworking 940 ESPN crew, especially to Elliot and Vivian and Luis tonight, and Chris Pacheco, who wants to put the headset on right now, but we're not going to let that happen tonight. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and thanks for listening on 940 ESPN and the Bulldog Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Live from Doghouse Grill, this has been the Jeff Tedford Coaches Show, brought to you by Suncrest Bank, California Business Machines, by Doghouse Grill, by Fresno Rack and Shelving, by Mega Prints, A-plus Signs, and by United Security Bank. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Bulldog Sports Network. Your home of the Los Angeles Lakers, 940 ESPN, the Valley's local sports leader, KFIG Fresno.